Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. The first IPO of the year is here. Omni Industries wants to raise 500 million Jamaican dollars. And if the offer is successful, they intend to list on the junior market of the Jamaica Stock Exchange. I'm Kalila Reynolds, and tonight we're bringing you the first interview on the company's history and how they plan to use the funds raised and whether this could be a good investment opportunity for you. But first, here's a quick overview of the offer.
Omni Industries is seeking to raise $500 million through its initial public offering. Omni is a manufacturing company that creates and sells PVC and hardware items, along with houseware and industrial packaging. The company is offering 500 million shares priced at $1 each. If the IPO is successful, Omni plans to list on the junior market of the Jamaica Stock Exchange. The minimum amount of shares you can buy is 1,000, followed by increments of 100. That means you can participate in this offer for 1,000 Jamaican dollars plus fees. That's less than 7 US dollars. The offer is set to open this Friday, May 17, and is scheduled to close on May 31. NCB Capital Markets is the lead broker, and applications are being accepted through NCB Capital Markets. You can apply at goipo.jncb.com. The link is in the description.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Now let's hear more from Omni's Managing Director, Patrick Kunst. We also have Angus Young, who's the CEO of NCB Capital Markets. And we have from NCB Capital Markets, Origination and Structuring Manager, Alex Johnson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, good
Hi.
evening.
Great to have you. Who's missing? All right, there, you all are here. And Patrick, you had a little scare just now because you guys had a blackout just before we're supposed to start.
I'm sitting here in the dark thinking, what am I gonna do?
Oh my goodness. That's why we're a little bit late, guys, but you made it. The generators are up and running, so we're good to go. Now, Patrick, you're actually the son of the founder. So your dad founded this company 50 years ago. Can you tell us a bit about the story of Omni and how that got started?
Sure, absolutely. My father has no ma had no manufacturing experience. He was just determined to make something from nothing, and he was experimenting with different products and decided that the first item that he would go into would be a garden hose. And he bought an extruder and started making garden hoses in the crossroads area underneath a mango tree. There was no warehouse or factory structure. And through the success and market penetration of that, people started asking him to add more product lines, which of course he did. He then bought an extruder and started to make PVC conduit pipes, and market interest grew. And he continued adding lines to include additional PVC pipes for water and sewage processing, as well as PVC fittings. And here we are today, 50 years later.
And for those wondering about your last name, so your dad actually came to Jamaica from Germany, right?
He did. That is correct.
What brought him here?
He was working with a German trading company. And his boss said to him, "Well, how would you like to go to the West Indies?" He didn't know where the West Indies was, because you're talking early 1960s. And he said, "Great, sounds better than being in Germany." So over he came. And he met my mother, who is a Jamaican, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. So you and your siblings born and raised in Jamaica.
Absolutely, yes.
So, and what led you to want to take over the family business?
I'm the only male in the family, so there was an expectation that I would be the heir apparent. And I guess luckily for him, I had a keen interest in the company and, came to office as a young boy. I can remember playing at his desk, filing through his drawers, looking at his paperclip collection and, making a daisy chain out of them. And those are my early days of Omni Industries in terms of what I can remember. But business was in the family, and it just became in the blood, and I enjoyed it. And after college, I couldn't wait to get back and make my stamp in the organization.
How long have you been at the helm now?
I have been at the helm, 10 years, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. So it all started with a garden hose, but now when you look at Omni's portfolio, your biggest product line, I think, is the PVC pipes. You're big in the construction industry.
That is correct.
So tell me about the products that you have.
Sure. All right. Well, we are in a diverse market segment, meaning that we are 51% in the construction industry, and we supply developers with such products as PVC pipe and fittings. Along with that range come fire hydrants, manhole frame and covers, anything to do with water distribution. That's our major market. We also manufacture buckets for the paint industry and food distribution industry. We also manufacture crates for companies like Heineken and Red Stripe, as well as Carl's Manufacturing, to name a few. And then, of course, another market segment that we're in is houseware plastic products, which everybody has in their home. Whether you realize it or not, it came from Omni. The infamous laundry tub that we all have, it's made right here. The baby bags, the tea mug, the plastic bowls, we all manufacture right here at home.
That is incredible. Like, I didn't know that all of these things were made in Jamaica. So it's, you know, it's one of those businesses that you might not think as, you know, it's a sexy business. It's not one of those businesses that you hear the name all the time. But when you think about it, everybody needs pipes. Every single home needs pipes. Large manufacturers, Red Stripe, the crates, they need the crates.
Sure.
They need buckets. I mean, there's so many pivotal things, so many important things that you guys manufacture that you wouldn't ordinarily, or us as consumers wouldn't ordinarily think about. What is it like for you on your end running this type of business? Is it mostly a B2B kind of sales that you do?
Most definitely it's B2B. So we distribute through, you know, contractors in terms of the hardware, the PVC pipe items. We also distribute to the hardware trade. You know, Phil's Hardware is one of our largest customers. National Water Commission, one of our larger customers as well. But most definitely, it's business to business.
So I just want to share a few highlights from the prospectus with our viewers. So this is what it looks like. And see, pipes, plasticware, so plates and stuff. The big pipes as well. I have here funnel. You guys make this funnel too? These things?
Yes, that we do. Yes.
Crates. You see, big pipes. This probably go to NWC and those type of places. The big ones. Crates again. More pipes. So pipes are a huge part of your product line. This is your chairman, who I saw in the prospectus. He's one of the founding partners.
Yes, he is. He joined my father in the company in 1984. You know, in 1982 was when my father moved from the tin shed to a purchased property on Retirement Crescent, and the company got too big for him to manage on his own, and he invited Von White to come and join him as partner. And luckily, he said yes, and it's been a marriage made in heaven ever since.
All these Red Stripe crates. Look at this kid with all his bowls made by Omni. I did not know that these types of things were made in Jamaica. So this is exciting to see, because, like I said, this is the type of company that average consumer doesn't necessarily think about. So Angus, I want to bring you in here. What made you want to partner with Omni as lead broker for NCB, well, as for NCB Capital Markets to become the lead broker on this project?
Sure. Thanks, Khalilah. So anyone that NCB Capital Markets brings to market, we view as a partner. And we choose our partners very carefully. We look at the industries they're in and make sure they're in the long-term growth industries. We look at the way they practice business, so the character of the management, how they run their businesses, their reputation is very important to us, integrity, ethics, etc. And then, of course, we look at the values and the values of the company, the board of directors and the management to make sure they're aligned with those of NCB Capital Markets. So when we look at all those things, Omni was the perfect fit. And of course, Khalilah, I did promise you a couple of days ago that NCB Capital Markets, given who we are, would be the firm to revitalize the equity capital markets here in Jamaica. And of course, to launch Omni as being the first IPO for the year, you know, it was just perfect timing. So in a nutshell, we're very much aligned with Omni. We believe that our values are aligned, our fundamentals, our long-term growth plans, etc. And I would also share with you, Khalilah, that anyone that NCB Capital Markets partners with gains access to our regionality. So if you read the prospectus, if you listen to Patrick, you know, he speaks towards expansion outside of Jamaica, you know, Guyana, Costa Rica, Trinidad, etc. And those are territories where NCB Capital Markets either has a physical presence, but also may have incumbent relationships. And when we partner with people like Omni, we bring those incumbent relationships to them to facilitate their regional aspirations. So when you work with a regional firm, you can expect that regional support.
Awesome. So I want to just come back to the prospectus for a minute because I found the slide that I was looking for earlier, and that was on your product mix. So here we go. 51% construction, 38% industrial packaging, and 11% in housewares. We have a question from the audience as well. So let me see if I can find back the question from Philip. So Philip wants to know, good night, congrats on what will be a successful IPO. What's your share of the water distribution product market? How much of NWC's PVC needs are supplied by you?
Wow. we estimate that we probably have 40% of the water distribution market. There is competition in Jamaica. There is competition from imported pipes as well, you know. So it, based on our volumes and based on our estimation of market size, Omni has sitting firmly at 40% market share. In terms of what share we have with NWC, that's a more difficult one to answer because there are some products that NWC purchases for pipe distribution, particularly ductile iron, that you see coming from the Bogwalk to Portmore connection. And we don't supply that. So that question is a little bit more challenging to answer.
Okay, but I think 40% is a good gauge for the overall market. Not necessarily just NCB. I see Alex is back. Alex dropped off for a minute, but he's back. All right, so we also have some videos to share from some of your clients. So let's play those now. I'll load them up in just a minute.
I'm Patrick Kumst, Managing Director of Omni Industries Limited. Here in Jamaica, Omni stands as a leading manufacturer of industrial and domestic plastic products and distributor of PVC pipe and fittings. We are Jamaica's sole manufacturer of plastic industrial packaging, supporting the nation's food, beverage, and agricultural industries. From conception to creation, our products redefine quality and reliability. But don't just take our word for it. Here's what our satisfied clients have to say.
We have been in business for the past 40 years. As far as I can remember, Omni has been one of our main suppliers in plastic buckets, pipes and fittings, household items, baths and more. Our plumbers specialize in Omni products because they have high quality, standards are great, so the plumbers would ask for the specific item. I'll definitely recommend anyone to purchase Omni products because they have high qualities.
Well, we at CAS use Omni Industries for our crates. Now, you know, bag juice is very integral into our operations. And people out there rely and depend on getting their bag juice daily. So we have to make sure that we have enough crates, and these crates are from Omni Industries, which we have been using over the past 20 years.
We have been buying from Omni for over 20 odd years. We have a good relationship with Omni. They sell us everything plumbing. We normally purchase from Omni based on the quality and the pricing arrangement that we have with them. Yes, the products that Omni normally sells are in high demand, and they sell the best quality. And because Omni provides the best quality in plumbing items, we normally go to Omni for everything we need.
In our operations, we're always looking for new ways to reduce our carbon footprint, conserve water and energy, and modernize the way we do business. We're not just looking towards the future, we're helping to build it. It's this very mindset that has enabled us to grow beyond the shores of Jamaica with partnerships in CARICOM and Central American markets. Our reach is a testament to our growth and our ability to serve an international clientele effectively. As we continue on this journey, we invite you to learn more about us by visiting our website and connecting with us on social media. Thank you for your support and being a part of our story.
That's really awesome, Patrick. Congratulations on everything that you guys have been able to achieve in the past 50 years. And let me say, keeping a business open, especially in Jamaica, in the past 50 years is no simple feat. Through that whole FinSAC era, all of that, you guys have just been there, consistent, a major player in the manufacturing industry. So what is the outlook for the industry right now? Not just manufacturing, but construction as well. So two major industries in Jamaica.
The industry is looking bright, I would say. There is high demand for housing still, particularly in the low income bracket. There are significant demands for hotel rooms. There are expected to have 2,000 hotel rooms being developed this year alone. And then, of course, you have exciting projects taking place on the North Coast. The name slips me currently, but the construction market is booming. There's no slowing down at all. And Omni is right there to support it to its best capacity.
And would that be mostly in tourism, or would you say round town as well, different industries?
I would say both. It's not just tourism. You know, there's a lot of development still taking place in the Drexel area for homes. Yes, there's a lot of also multi-story development taking place in Kingston continuously. I don't see that changing. The market is hungry for housing solutions.
And what makes your company different from your competitors?
Simply, our people. We have a team of 110 people that work assiduously to put out the best quality and service that they can to ensure that our customers' demands are met and exceeded their expectations.
I have a few more questions. Well, a lot of questions actually in the chat from the audience. So let me take a few of them now. Philip wants to know, why did Omni move from manufacturing to importation and distribution of PVC pipes, or do I have that wrong?
No, Philip has that correct. We took a decision 8 years ago to cease manufacturing of PVC pipes and going to trading. And it was a decision that was not taken very lightly and a difficult one to make. But we found that we could serve the market better by being a distributor of PVC pipe rather than a manufacturer.
So, but you'd still do manufacture some things here. What do you manufacture?
Well, 38% of our total sales are from manufactured products. And those items would include buckets, beer crates, household plastic products. We also manufacture aluminum zinc sheeting for roofs. So, yeah.
All right. Next question comes from, where is it? Okay. So speaking of the crates, Tavares wants to know, how often does Red Stripe / Heineken order new products? And then related to that, Humble Boss asks, is there a strong market for plastic crates in the hotel industry?
Okay, first question first.
I think Humble Boss probably thought that you only make crates, but now that you explain you do pipes and all these other things, it's a lot.
Okay. Well, we supply beverage crates to Red Stripe and Heineken every year. We have purchase orders from them that would utilize 7-8 months of our production capacity at any given time. With regard to the hotel industry, absolutely, we supply them with crates. Anybody who has to distribute food or store food, a plastic crate is the way to go.
Okay, so great. I see a couple more comments as well. James says this IPO will be a hit. Bear in mind, Jamaica's undergoing a construction boom. And then Tavares again says, went over by Omni a few years ago and loved the fact that they've been manufacturing things that many didn't know were made in Jamaica. So let me bring in the finance guys again, because we have a few questions in the chat that I'll give directly for you. And let's talk about the money now, which is important, extremely important when you're looking for retail investors in particular. Let's talk about the stock price. So who wants to take that one? Should that be Alex? Price is listed at $1. What went into the decision for, or the pricing for the IPO? You're muted, Alex. No, we're not hearing you. And your mic is not muted. I don't know. We're not here. All right. Can sort that out. Let me ask Angus to take it then.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, hearing me now.
Right. My mic was unmuted, but I don't know what happened. All right. So in terms of the pricing, Kalila, so when we were looking at the transaction, we normally look in terms of what's happening in the market in terms of the previous IPOs. And what we realized is that there is this psychological effect as it relates to having stocks priced at $1. We were in a bit of discussion with Omni in that we didn't want it to be priced less than $1 because we didn't want it to be seen as a penny stock. And that at the same time, we didn't want to price it very expensive so that the retail market would find it in expensive in investing in the stock as well. So from that standpoint, that's why we chose $1 in terms of coming to market. So it's cheaper for the regular retail investor. And it's easier to track your percentage gain on the stock when you invest in it.
Okay, let me share my screen again because I want to go back to the prospectus. And this question is for Angus. So how the offer is structured. So the company is selling 500 million shares, right? But 250 million are basically the IPO portion, initial public offer portion. And 250 million shares are being sold by existing shareholders. So this here, and these are my little annotations. Let me zoom in for you. Hopefully you guys can see this a bit better. Zoom in again. So these are the existing shareholders, Von White being the chairman, who was one of the original founders with Mr. Combst. And then you see the Combst family here. I'm not sure who Ms. Saunders is, but then we have SAP Cap Markets, MFNG Asset Management, and MFNG Asset Management trustee as well. So these two are selling, MFNG Asset Management, and NCB Cap Markets is also selling a portion of your shareholding I saw a question here that prompted me to bring this up, Angus. So Tavares says, NCB cashing out before the stock even touched the market. That NCB can't see much growth in the future for the company.
Okay, so Kalila, again, we must be keeping the same schedules, right? Because a couple of days ago, I would have also shared with you at Jamaica Manufacturers Association panel that one of the benefits of working with NCB Capital Markets is that we have the ability to invest early, meaning we have the ability to invest private equity in firms that we're aligned in, and really and truly, that is a bridge. Most often, that is a bridge to take the firms public. Now, why going with PE early o'clock? It takes time to prepare a company before it can go public, and the injection of capital may be something that is required in the immediate, in addition to which clients of ours may prefer to do private equity in the immediate and wait till valuations are better on the market. So there are different reasons why. But when you work with NCB Capital Markets, we have the wallet to be able to invest early in private equity and then work with the firm to prepare them to go public. So you will notice that NCB Capital Markets or portfolios managed by NCB Capital Markets are putting some of the shareholding on the market. And we view that as really supplying some opportunity to the market where the share is concerned. And of course, we're quite comfortable holding the shares post-IPO also. So it's really a way to support supply to the market. And of course, in terms of getting a return on the capital that we would have invested earlier o'clock.
And you guys are actually basically buying back some of the shares as well, no? Because I see that there are reserve share pools for the lead broker, which is you, NCB Capital Markets.
Yes, sure. So I mean, I would ask Alex if he could expound on that.
Definitely, Angus. So as Angus rightfully said, NCB is a big ecosystem. We have different investment portfolios. Some of our investment portfolios, they take play at the private equity stake, and the other set of portfolios that we manage, they take stake at the IPO point in time. And this is just showing that in terms of our participation, we're committed to Omni because we would have taken a position at the private equity stake, and we're still taking another position at the IPO stage. So we're committed in staying with Omni throughout this time.
So Kalila, is really a function of the way we've organized NCB Capital Markets is to have abilities, institutional willingness, to operate at every layer of the capital stack, private equity, public equity, quasi-equity, senior debt, mezzanine debt. And in so doing, there's usually not a scenario that we don't put value on the table for clients, because we don't treat it as a cookie cutter approach. And this is one of the ways we differentiate ourselves from the other investment bankers in the market.
All right. So next question comes from, it was about profit. Somebody wanted to know. Yes, Romario wanted to know, how are the profits looking? Let's get into the financials of the company. How are you doing financially?
So,
who is that for? Sorry.
Patrick, do you want to take that, or should one of your financiers take it?
If you want, I could go first, Patrick.
All right, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, so, I mean, the profits for the company look very good, which is part of the reason why NCB decided to take both stake at the private equity and the IPO stage. When we look at the revenue, first of all, in terms of top line from 2019 to 2023, they started out at 1.5 billion and they ended up at 2 billion in terms of top line revenue. And then when we look at profits started at 47 million and it went all the way up to 150 million. And that resulted in a net profit margin of about 7%. Profit before tax margin was about 9%. So in terms of revenue and profitability, it looks very strong. I'll also go further than speaking about net profit and speak to just the free cash flow that is available within the company. When we look at 2023, we saw where the operating flows was 260 million. Now this is very strong in terms of operating flows. And also just looking at the debt level for the company, we see where the debt levels would have been going down. And what this would mean is that the interest cost that the company has to bear going forward would also reduce. So from a metric standpoint, in terms of debt service coverage ratio, return on equity, current ratio, and all of those wonderful metrics, the company looks very solid. And then even when we go through the prospectus, we realize that the company has made a bold statement that it plans to increase revenue by about 10% going forward each year. So I think historically, the numbers are very strong. And in terms of looking at the prospects for the future, it also looks very strong, especially given that a portion of the IPO proceeds will be used to retool and also purchase new machinery, which would help with the production of the company in terms of the efficiency and the number of crates that they can produce. And also in terms of the different sectors that they'll be going into and the different industry. They'll be going into Panama, Costa Rica, Barbados, Trinidad. So as the company expands, we anticipate that the profitability will also increase as well.
All right, so let's look a little bit closer at these numbers. You started mentioning them just now, and you might have noticed my annotations at the side. So yeah. Total income, total revenue, we see that increasing from 2019, $1.6 billion, going a little dip, and it grew a lot in 2021. Patrick, what happened in 2021 where you had that big jump?
2021 turned out, while it was a disaster for Jamaica and many companies, COVID was a boom for us, and that is why you're seeing numbers coming to that height. The pandemic restructured logistics. You couldn't get imported products from, you know, certain markets in Asia. Shipping companies were increasing their charges for freight over and over, multiplying, you know, time and time again. And what happened was that people started to look towards local manufacturers for products. So for those who would,
so COVID was an opportunity for you, a good opportunity.
Most definitely. Yes, it was a challenge and an opportunity.
And then we see the growth continue in 2022, but then a slight dip again in 2023. Why did we dip here?
In 2023, we saw interest rates climb, I would say about August or September. And that had a direct correlation with slowing down temporarily the construction industry.
And then I noticed that even though, so can we share back the, yeah, here we go. So even though your profit, even though your revenue dipped in 2023, your profit still grew. So even though you're facing those challenges, how did you manage to still grow profits?
You know, we have a stringent policy for improving efficiencies and cost management. So that's really what we did. We just stuck by our strategies and it paid to fruition.
Good stuff. If
you just could bring up back the screen a while ago, I'd just like to point something out in terms of answering that question. So it's two-pronged in that if you look at the finance cost, you'd realize the finance cost would have gone down as well from 109 to 55. So that due to the pay down of some of the company's debt. So the cost associated with that would have declined. Also, the cost of goods sold would have gone down from 1.5 to 1.4. What we saw after COVID was that in terms of fuel prices, they would have gone down somewhat and freight costs. So that would have benefited the company in terms of improving its profitability year over year.
Understood. Another thing that I meant to ask about was the assets, because I did notice that your assets fell as well. I don't know where I'm. Yes, here we go. Total assets. What happened here?
So that was due from related parties. So there were some related party loans. So due from means someone owes us. And what would have happened is that the related party that owed Omni would have repaid a significant portion of that loan. So that would have caused the asset to go down.
All right, let's take another question from the audience. Romario wants to know, how do you plan to increase revenue by 10% each year?
Well, Romario, we plan to enter into new markets, as was mentioned before. We're seeing a huge opportunity budding in Guyana with their onset of oil. They're going to be needing significant products. There are opportunities also in Barbados for expansion. And even closer to home, we are looking into adding additional product lines to our existing servings. And that will allow us to grow markets and grow profitability.
Bearded King wants to know, will Omni go back into PVC pipes manufacturing given the boom in the construction industry?
It's a possibility, yes. We're always looking to increase our manufacturing capacities.
Hey Trail is asking, what are you most excited about for the future of the company? And so we investors should be excited about it too.
Well, we're a 100% Jamaican company who has not only survived, but endured what I would consider tremendous hardships with the onset of FinSAC and the JDX. We had a fire in 2013 that decimated an 80,000 square foot warehouse facility. We also had the pandemic. And every time that a challenge is thrown at us, we come out stronger. So I say to any potential investor, come and join us and be a part of a Jamaican legacy.
Okay. Next question. These questions are for our finance friends now. Elaine says, I'm concerned about the total liabilities standing at approximately 900 million. How will the company manage this debt? Or it could be for you as well. Whoever wants to take it, it could be Patrick or one of the NCB reps.
Yeah, so in terms of the liabilities, all the liabilities are not debt. A portion of the liabilities are payables. So in terms of going forward, the profitability of the company will continue to increase. When we actually look at the debt ratio of the company, which is the total debt divided by the total assets, it's actually 29%. And in terms of the debt to equity ratio, it's actually 74%. So the debt itself is not high. The liabilities within themselves are not high as well. And also when we look at the current ratio for the company, it's at 1.7 times. So this is saying that the company has sufficient current assets to satisfy all its current liabilities that are due.
Yeah, Kalila, I'd like to add also that when you see a manufacturer building and injecting patient capital, further patient capital into its operation, and then you look at the use of proceeds of that capital, which is really to buy and refurbish equipment, buy new equipment and refurbish existing equipment, plus working capital. Anyone can see that this manufacturer is preparing for a growth surge. So when Patrick, and I suspect Patrick suffers from modesty, right? So when he speaks about regional expansion, etc., that the patient capital that we're raising is going to boost the capacity of the manufacturing plants that Omni manages. And of course, that is with regionality in mind. So there's a growth story being funded with the patient capital.
So that answers this question then from Devin. Quick rundown on how the $500 million will be allocated. So you're purchasing new equipment. Run us through it again.
Purchasing new equipment, retooling the existing equipment, working capital support, and then a small portion of the proceeds will be used to cover the professional fees associated with the IPO.
Okay. Sean has a great question here. This one's for Patrick. How do you think Omni will deal with the fact that the world is moving away from the use of plastics?
World is not necessarily moving away from the use of plastics. We have several advantages by using plastics. We at Omni are very serious about the environment and the impact that a plastic manufacturer like ourselves make. So we have made tremendous strides in trying to reduce our carbon footprint. And by such, we have invested in 300 kilowatts of solar power. And we also recycle. A lot of our products that are made and put out in the marketplace, we actually buy them back from our customers and recycle the products into something new. And one of the other advantages that we have being a plastic manufacturer is that we have a multi-use product. The crates that we make can be used in the industry for 10 years or more, meaning that if I make a product, a bucket today, our customer will use it to distribute their products to their customers for the next 10 years. You can't do that with an alternative to plastic, such as a cardboard box, because a cardboard box is considered a one-way use product. When it gets to the final consumer, it gets discarded. So our products are recyclable, not only from a material perspective, but also from a business loop perspective, because it can be used simultaneously over and over again. So plastic is not dead.
All right, next question is for the finance panel. Sarah says, the PE ratio is relatively high in comparison to the broader junior market. How do you respond to an investor who feels that the stock is overpriced?
So that's a very good question, Kalila. Based on our research and the facts that we have, it's not overpriced. So as at May 10, when we did our calculation, the junior market manufacturing sector average, the PE for those companies was 20 times. Omni, using its trailing 12 months, it's coming at a PE of 14.38 times. So when we compare that 14.38 to the 20 times, we're seeing a discount actually of 28%. And then when we think of the dividend policy of 25%, that would work out to about 2% in terms of dividend yield. So when we add that 2% to the 28% potential return, we're looking at 30%. So it's actually very inexpensive compared to the other stocks that are out there. And I think it's a bargain. I'd say just put all your money on it if you ask.
Of course, this is not financial advice. Consult your licensed financial advisor before making any investment decisions. That's so Earl wants to know, why raise $500 million when you can get $750 million and expand? Because as we know, the junior market capacity was recently increased to 750. So why not just go for the full 750?
So that was a consideration. We had some battles about that. The reality is that it was announced that the limit will increase to 750, but it has not been enacted as yet. We don't know when it will be enacted. I mean, we've received some timelines, but there's no certainty around it. And the reality is Omni needs the patient capital now. And whenever that junior market cap increases, we can always do an APO at that point in time.
Can always go back to the market.
Correct.
Zay has a question. I'm surprised nobody asked it yet. Zay is the first one. Will dividends be paid to shareholders?
Yeah, so Omni has a dividend policy of up to 25% of its distributable profits. So that is the intention to boost shareholder return by declaring dividends of up to 25%.
All right. Next question comes from Andrew. He's been asking me several times in the chat, so let me finally ask his question. Patrick, this one is for you. Is lead a part of the manufacturing process?
Oh, good gracious. No way. Absolutely not. Lead is a no-no. Lead is used as a stabilizer in many plastic industries, but it's not used for anything to do with food consumption or potable water or anything like that. So no.
All right, good. I hope that satisfies you, Andrew, because yeah, no lead in our water, not in our pipes. So Elaine wants, I guess, a clarification, because we did mention that not all of the 500 million is going directly to Omni, because 250 is going to the selling shareholders. And so some will be used to pay off shareholders who are selling and fees, and about 250 million will be used to expand. She wants to know if that's, is that correct? Did she interpret that correctly?
Yes, she did. She interpreted that correctly. So it's a combined IPO and offer for sale. So it's the two merging to one transaction. The IPO portion is for 250 and the offer for sale is 250. So the selling shareholder will get that 250 and Omni will get the remaining 250 for their expansion purposes. She's correct.
Minus all the fees associated with the offer.
Correct.
So I think it's like 238, I saw in the first
285. Because the fees would be up to 15 million, so it's 285.
But that's more than 250.
235. My apologies.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes from Alex. We spoke about this already. With lots of plastic bottles in the country, is there a plan to invest in recycling? So you do recycle your own crates to create new crates. What about other plastic recycling?
Well, we recycle products that we manufacture. The plastic bottles that you see are made from a different material called PET. The material that we manufacture is called high-density polyethylene, and you can't mix two different plastics. It's a bit like water and oil. They don't blend well together. So from our perspective, no, we will not be embarking on recycling plastic bottles at this point in time.
Okay. Amar, will the 250 mil be enough for all of what Omni has planned? Why the existing shareholders didn't allow the 500 mil to go to the company? Because it's their 250, Omar. It's their shares. They can do what they want with it. But I'll allow you guys to answer. Will it be enough? Will 250 be enough for everything that you want to do?
Definitely will be enough. Remember, Omar, we mentioned earlier in the program that there was a private equity sale that obviously injected considerable amounts of money into the company. And from that, we have already embarked on a capitalization program. So the 250 additional funds that we're receiving, yes, will satisfy our requirements.
Okay. Patrick, tell me about some of the plans that you have. You do have quite a few things in the pipeline. We started discussing them. I know you have the Panama project coming up. Tell us about your plans for expansion and what you're working on now.
Well, the products that we're working on right now would include things like a plastic chair that you guys, or we all have in our homes and, you know, for weddings and caterers and stuff like that. We are also investing in new tooling for a bread crate, simply so that bakeries can transport their products to market. Along with that, not only are we retooling and replacing dated equipment, but we're also adding additional capacities that would not only give us additional opportunities to increase our product range, but also decrease our expenditures with more energy efficient equipment.
And what's the project in Panama?
The project in Panama is not an acquisition. It is strictly from a distribution supply point of view. You know, maybe in the future we would look at an acquisition in Panama itself, but I think I prefer to keep the jobs at home and export the products that we make to Panama.
Okay. We have some questions in the chat now about the buying process, because we have some people saying, okay, I'm ready to buy, but how do I go about doing so? Actually, before I do that, one more question before we get into, you know, how to buy, and it comes from Romario. What are the risks to your business? Every business has risks.
Romario, yes, every business has risks, and inherently with ours, there will always be risk. However, because we are supplying different market segments, we won't be totally impacted if one business segment faltered. We always have two others to rely on, and there will never be a situation that everything falters. I mean, that would be Armageddon. So we are a secure company in secure industries that we are have an impact in.
Okay, question coming from Instagram. This one is from Deafening Silence, who says, I'm interested in purchasing units. What's the best route? I'm guessing, Alex, you want to take that one?
Sure. So the best route is to, well, firstly, review the prospectus in its entirety, speak to your financial advisor. And then in terms of purchasing the shares, the best route is to go to our Go IPO platform. The link to that is in the prospectus, and a simple Google search could work. So that's www.goipo.com. The application process.
It's goipo.jncb.com.
Goipo.jncb.com.
The link is also beneath this video in the description box.
Right. So it's very simple. The application process won't take more than 5 minutes. Yeah, very simple application process.
Okay, Zane wants to know, he says, I know NCB is the main broker, but will OmniShares be available for purchase on other platforms as well?
At this point in time, no. It's only available on the Go IPO platform, but that doesn't mean that you have to be a customer of NCB Cap Markets. If you have another broker code or another entity that is your broker, you can apply through our Go IPO platform. You just have to select all other investors.
Okay, so you don't have to be a client of NCB, says Alex. You can still use the Go IPO platform. That's goipo.jncb.com in order to purchase your shares. You can read the prospectus as well, download it. The link is also in the description to get a better idea of this opportunity. A couple more questions I'm going to take before we wrap. Where is the one that I wanted to ask? I need to find these questions again. Okay, so Doreen said, I'm new here. Can the IPO close early or do I need to purchase all my shares on the opening day?
What I would say to Darian is you can start by doing your pre-application. So even though the offer officially opens on the 17th of May, we are accepting pre-applications now. So you can go on actually and apply now, but it officially opens on the 17th of May. Now, depending on the level of demand that we're seeing, there may be a possibility that the offer closes before the 31st of May.
Alex wants to know, what's the maximum number of shares someone can buy?
There's no limit. The minimum is 1,000 shares, and then you have to purchase multiples of 100. But there's no maximum. But do note that the total offer size is 500 million. So if it is oversubscribed, there may be a possibility that you will receive a flat amount plus a prorated amount.
Right. So even though you can apply for any amount, that doesn't necessarily mean you will get the full amount that you are applying for. Because only 120 million shares are for the public. The rest are already spoken for by the lead broker and key partners and employees. Elaine says 120 million shares to the public is rather heartbreaking.
Perhaps, Kalila, you could get more shares in the secondary market.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so once the IPO is over, just trade. Try to acquire some afterwards. Orville wants to know, this one is for Patrick, who are your biggest competitors in the space?
Biggest competitors would include local companies like Tankwild and Fossrich, and there are other players in the marketplace who import product as well. So, but those I would say are our biggest competitors. With regards to the other industries that we are impacting, Omni is the only manufacturer of crates and buckets in Jamaica. So from a local perspective, we have no competition. There is some competition from overseas, that is always the case. But locally manufactured products, we're the only one.
And here's a follow-up from Zeno. Are you looking to acquire any competitors in the near future?
I will never take anything like that off the table. And certainly if an opportunity arose, we would look at it seriously.
Question from Instagram, Living Shabazz Fool asks, can an American citizen buy shares?
Yeah, anyone in the world could buy shares, Khalila. You know, it doesn't mean we're marketing in Jamaica only, but anyone in the world can buy shares once they know that they have to deliver Jamaican dollars to subscribe.
Okay. Yeah, because we always note in the prospectus, it always has that clause saying that this is for, I can't remember how the wording goes, for Jamaicans only or something like that. So that does not mean that people living abroad can't purchase.
No, it just means that they would have to have a brokerage account here in Jamaica, and they would have to, at the end of the day, deliver Jamaican dollars for their subscription.
Okay. Yardy Link, Patrick, you again. Yardy Link says, if you state that your crates last up to 10 years and the company can use them for that length of time, why should that entice investors since the demand to buy more crates won't be necessary in 10 years?
Yardy Link, very good question. Our crates are designed to last up to 10 years. It doesn't mean that they will. And the reason I say that is because once they're in the industry, in the field, they get abused. They get thrown around on trucks, from trucks to the ground, and they will break if they're abused. But under normal use and circumstances, they can last 10 years. And we also have a secondary market in Jamaica that my customers may not like me admitting, but the products are used for alternative products. I have seen our crates being used on the back of a delivery bike, a messenger bike, as a little carrier. I have seen our crates being used as a bar stool somewhere on a roadside shop. People use it for all sorts of personal storage reasons. And as a result of that, we have to continuously supply the market with crates.
Always a need. I'm going to take this final question from Garth. Garth wants to know, do you export to other countries?
We do export to other countries, Garth. We currently export to many CARICOM countries. That would include St. Lucia, St. Kitts. We have in the past exported to Haiti. That situation is unfortunately a little different. We are exporting significant products to Panama and have been doing that for the last 2 years. And based on indications, we will continue to do so. And we are seeking active markets in Guyana and Barbados that we will be taking up before the year is over.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Final thing here from Richard. I'm just going to address this because Richard said he didn't hear whether or not JMMB will be one of the brokerage. Let me just repeat. You have to purchase this through NCB's Go IPO platform. However, even if you have a JMMB account or any other investment account in Jamaica, you can use that on Go IPO. So just input your brokerage number, your account number, even if it's with a different firm that's not NCB Cap Market. Just put that in Go IPO and it will still go through. So no, JMMB at this time is not one of the selling agents. However, you can still purchase through Go IPO with your existing brokerage firm and your investment account number, regardless of whether it's with NCB or not. I hope that's clear for everybody to know. Well, let me leave you guys with the final word, starting with, I give Patrick the final word. So I'm going to come around the table. Alex, what message would you like to leave with potential investors?
Well, I'd like to say to potential investors that Omni is one of those indigenous company that started from grassroots level, and it is where it is now through hard work. I think that exemplify what Jamaicans are and what we can do. And I think in terms of where the company is going and in terms of the export that it is doing, I think that the growth prospect is very promising for the company. So I'd implore persons to do the necessary research, read through the prospectus, apply as early as possible, And I mean, Angus would have been saying it, that NCB is bringing back the capital markets. And I think that this is a very good opportunity for persons to see that we're very serious about doing that and giving them very good quality investments to add in their investment portfolio. And before I go, I'd just like to thank Patrick and the Omni team for having that faith in NCB Capital Markets to bring the transaction to market.
Angus?
Sure. What we do, Kalila, for our clients is we focus on making them wealthy or making them wealthier. And to create wealth, you have to have ownership in something. To have ownership in something, you have to have equity. And what I think these IPOs do, in effect, it democratizes the access to ownership. It democratizes the access to having an equity ownership in fantastic companies. And I think that is what these IPOs effectively do. And I would encourage all investors to review the prospectus and to invest in the Omni IPO with a view that the long-term growth prospects we're very bullish on, and that we do believe the environment is supportive of SIB.
And Patrick, I give you the final word.
One of my university professors told me once when I was asking him about which stocks to buy and why, and the easy answer that he said to us, well, buy stocks in a company that you already purchased their products. Most of you in Jamaica, you have our products in our household, whether you realize it or not. So I am encouraging you to be a part of a company that's 100% Jamaican, and to be an exciting time of being a part of Jamaica's future and development.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick, Angus, Alex, and all the best with this offer when it opens on Friday. So guys, just recall, it is Friday, May 17. That's this Friday. This offer opens at 9 a.m. Get your pre-orders in, because as we noted, it's only 120 million shares available for the public. So it's likely to go fast. If you don't pre-apply, you might end up not getting an opportunity to participate in this offer. And of course, read the prospectus. The link is in the description, and apply through GoIPO. That's goipo.jncb.com. The link is also in the description, and consult your licensed financial advisor to see if this is a good opportunity for you. Thank you once again, gentlemen. All the best.
Thank you, Kalila. Bye all.
Thank you for having us. Good night, everyone.
Good night. And that's our show. See you guys later. Bye.